Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a wonderful and marvelous weekend. It was the first day of spring yesterday and Palm Sunday. I wonder how many times that's landed on the same. It wasn't a really pretty warm first day of spring, but that's okay. It's the way it is. The sun is shining today. It's a little chilly out, but the sun is shining. I have a new guest with me today. I hope he won't be a stranger. We're going to have him on today, and we're going to probably have him on again in the near future. But it's Kevin Fobbs, and he is the chairman of the board for the American Christian Civil Rights Movement. I actually just happened to stumble on their website on Facebook, and I do that from time to time. And he and I got to visiting on the telephone, and we decided we just needed to do a show. We have a lot of things in common. He sent me a bio here, and it just has all kinds of accolades of things that he has done and things that he is doing right now. And one of those is the American Christian Civil Rights Movement. And I'm going to emphasize the word there, movement, as in activity, as in to get active, as in Christians need to pay attention to what's going on. Kevin, welcome to CSC Talk Radio today.
Well, thank you, Beth, for having me.
Well, you're more than welcome. You know, you and I have quite a bit in common in how we're thinking on many items. We may not agree on everything. Very few people do. But you and I were talking about the abortion situation on the phone the other day, and I wanted to kind of start out with, first of all, let me back up. First of all, let me have you tell about the American Christian Civil Rights Movement, and I want to direct people to that website. It's just that, AmericanChristianCivilRightsMovement.com. And you can go there, and I'm going to share some things here with his mission if he doesn't share them first. So I want you to tell me what you are all about there with the American Christian Civil Rights Movement.
Well, we're a collection of Christians, not just here in America, but around the world, who actually are very committed to the idea and the purpose and the goal of protecting and enhancing Christianity anywhere, and actually to protect Christianity, especially here in America. And that means and being able to educate, to inform, to enhance what Christianity is being, what in terms of being under attack, but also to protect the future, especially for my example always is that little two-year-old in Montana or in Ohio or in New Mexico or anywhere in the country who may never, ever come into a connection with what Christianity is because we have been under attack for so long. And actually, if we look at, go back to 1963 with the Supreme Court decision taking Christianity and religion out of the school, and we saw that slow but continuous slide towards the attack and actually the marginalization of Christianity and many of of what we believe and many of the principles that we believe in to where we are right now in America. And so our goal actually is to provide a forum and a vehicle to unite all Christians in building communities and promoting and protecting the exercise of Christ-centered values through prayer, political, and economic action, among many of the things that we believe in. So for us, it's actually being able to be a sort of a conduit. We are all vehicles. We are all tools. We are all instruments of God. And being able to be those instruments and be active instruments, not just saying, you know, this is shame, but actually making certain that we do something. That, you know, prayer is very, very valuable. Action is also very, very valuable. So we must be active, whether or not that Christian, that family, that individual is under attack next door, half a block away, or 1,000 miles away. We have a role to play in being able to be part of this Christian movement. And it's so important because in a generation or in a generation and a half, Christianity itself, as we've seen in the Middle East with ISIS trying to eradicate Christians in the Middle East, we may see that same kind of eradication by either being timid about it, by either being have it legislated out of existence that we've seen with the Obama administration and others, or even actually being just marginalized to the point that it's suddenly driven underground so we can only practice our faith in basements and actually see that the words and the sermons that are given by ministers or priests are actually given in hiding. We can't allow that to happen. And so we have to do everything we can in order to protect that. That's what we exist for as the American Christian Civil Rights Movement in general. And we have the values that we've listed on our website in terms of natural law, religion, right to life, especially very important, traditional marriage, and what families mean, too. Families are the central unit of any civilized society, but we've seen marriage and family being taken apart in America, and we have an obligation, I believe, again, to the future, for our kids, for our grandkids and their kids as well, to be able to stand firm for Christianity and not watch it just die off because of our own lack of participation or even our own lack of concern.
You know, I have a friend, and I haven't talked to him in a long time, and he kind of bothers me from time to time because he gets on his bandwagon and he says it in kind of an unfriendly way about how Christians are to blame for everything. And I agree and disagree with him at the same time, but I believe all of us have sat back and been way too comfortable, and we have allowed this breaking down of our rights, this breaking down of our families, and the freedom of religion and the freedom of speech. We've allowed that to break down little by little and bit by bit because we were trying to be kind. And I think Christians tend to be a little bit naive. I know I tend to be that way, and overly trusting. It's in our nature. We want to forgive. We want to trust. But we have to really stand guard because we are right on the brink, I do believe. And I think you must, too. That's why you're starting this movement. I believe we're on the brink of losing those rights. I believe Christianity, is under attack. I know that it is. We can see what's happening with the breakdown of the family and the breakdown of us being able to stand up for our faith, things that mean a lot to our faith. We don't want to hate others that don't believe as we do, but we do need to stand on our principles and our faith. And I think we're being not allowed to do that. We're being persecuted when we do. And I'm talking about like the bakers in California and in Utah, in Oregon. And we're talking about the flower shops and the wedding planners or the wedding places where they have the events, mm-hmm. and how they're being attacked. And it's not even a little attack. They're wiping them out as far as their livelihood, which goes above and beyond the cruelty or the punishment. A small little fine would be one thing, which I don't think it should be allowed either. But it's not just a small little fine. It's an astronomical amount that will just absolutely break that family and break their business where they almost cannot recoup and end up having to be wards of the state, so to speak, because they can no longer provide for themselves, at least not in their own business. And these things are happening across the nation. We see genocide in other countries that's going on. And finally, John Kerry has admitted that it's a genocide, but admitting it's not quite enough. But we haven't even recognized it. Our administration hasn't even said anything about it till last week. And it's something that is of great concern. And you mentioned something. We're getting ready to go into a break, and I want to talk about it when we come back, about us uniting, because that's what it's all about. I think that the administrations, the last many, and the society is labeling people and separating them. And we've got to stop accepting those labels and start uniting as Christians and as American citizens and stand for what is right under our Constitution and under our God. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Kevin Hobbs with the American Christian Civil Rights Movement, and we will be right back.
C.J. Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Kevin Fobbs, Americans Christian Civil Rights Movement. He's the chairman of the board for that. And you can just visit that website and learn all about them. Join them. That's what we need. We need Americans to come together, and Christians absolutely have got to put their differences aside and stand together. That is American Christian Civil Rights Movement.com. Now, you've kind of hit on something that's really dear to my heart, Kevin, and that's the uniting. Because we're not going to agree on everything. And we need to put that aside. And we have seen society, the media, the administrations, not just this one, but the last many, they label us, even when they do the polls. And I assume there's a great reason for this, but it aggravates me that they'll say, well, the Hispanic vote is X and X percent, or the black vote is such and such percent, or the women's vote is such and such percent. It aggravates me because we are all Americans.
Right.
And if we're dividing ourselves by our race, by our gender, by where we live, then we're not uniting. And if we don't unite, we're beaten already.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that's why for us in this movement, and we're seeing so many supporters and so many individuals, not just what's happening here, but like I mentioned, we have a good group of supporters in Ireland and Italy and France and in England as well, who see that we have to get past what the labels are. If we are Christians and we believe in Christian values, and I know each country, for example, in England, they have a different perspective because they have a different history, but they have a shared Christianity. And I know here in America, our focus has not been on the politics of the individual, because individuals, the thing that's important in this election year especially, is that if we believe that, for example, a Cruz, a Trump, or XYZ candidate is going to be the solution, God is the solution. Christ is the solution. So the question really is, how do we feel about our Christian values that are under assault? How do we, as Americans, feel about having our Christian values criminalized? And how do we feel as families and as individuals, how our Christian rights will go forward? So the question is not who the candidate is. The question is actually what our values are and what are we willing to stand up for and protect. And the thing is, we have to look past, as you said, we have to look past these values of Republicans and Democrats or conservatives.
And liberals and progressives and
exactly. And look at what we are as Christians. And because Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas said last year during this particular decision that was so egregious in terms of taking apart traditional marriage, he said we were at odds not only with the Constitution, but with the basic principles upon which our nation was built. So this is not just a simple thing. What we are seeing is that a disassembling of our very basic principles as Christians here in America. And that should be igniting all of us, wherever we are in America, from any part of America. So that's why it's important.
You know, and I say we surely, as many things we might disagree on, surely we can agree on liberty. But then I see who's running for president, particularly on the Democratic side, who is an admitted socialist, and how the following has grown with this man. And, of course, the Democrat Party, they stand on that kind of ideals. You know, they don't stand on the republic anymore. They don't hold to God. I mean, they booed him. They booed God in their last convention. It was just
3 times.
I mean, you wanted to just fall through the floor. And I mean, literally, it was like, I can't believe that they would openly do that. You can see them doing that behind closed doors, but openly doing that and the cheering that was going on. And that is something that I can't agree on. And so they don't really agree on liberty. They don't agree on the Constitution. They don't agree on independence. They don't agree on a republic. But when our founding fathers had their revolution against the king, there was only 3%. We have more than 3% that claim Christianity, don't we, Kevin?
Right. Yeah, we have at least 85% in America.
That claim it.
Right, Beth. That claim it. Exactly. The question is, again, I would tell you, Beth, I'm passionate about this because I know why it's important to depart the sidelines of comfort and the shadows of convenience, because that's where most Americans, and especially as Christians, we've decided to stay on the sideline in comfort and stay in the shadow of convenience. But we can't do that any longer. We have to emerge from those sidelines and take a vow to enter into the arena of defending our Christian faith, fighting for the unshackling of God, because God, by what has happened in America, is being shackled. We have to reemerge so that Christ reemerges back into the core and back into the fabric of American life.
It's absolutely imperative that we stand together, and it's absolutely imperative that we start realizing what we do believe in, because I think so many people as Christians and as Americans, they don't understand what our founding fathers went through, what the Constitution really means and really says, the Bill of Rights, what all this is all about. You know, we've taken history pretty much and distorted it in the school system, I think. I don't any longer have children in school. I have grandchildren in school, and I have some daughter-in-laws that are teachers. But we have taken away some of the depth, some of the true heart of what the revolution was all about in the founding fathers. And so our children, they no longer understand, and we cannot rely on the schools to teach it any more than you can rely on the churches or the Sunday schools to teach your children. You have to be the one who makes sure they learn what they need to learn. When we have college students, Kevin, on a campus, signing petitions, and this is ironic, signing petitions to do away with the First Amendment because they don't think people's feelings should be hurt, they don't get it. The very petition they're signing is signing away their right to sign a petition. And it was done in a spoof, but they were very willing and eager to sign it. And that was the comment. We don't think people's feelings should be hurt.
Right. Right. You know, what's interesting, Beth, and all of this is that I'm not digging in the blame game. I'm more interested in how do we regain our common sense. How do we regain our sense of pride in ourselves and pride in our principles as Christians? So I'd rather say that, okay, how do we fix this?
Right.
How do we, and parents are part of that. Parents are part of the equation. Parents, you know, it's like giving away authority to the state, giving away authority to the schools, and the schools that are actually part of the state, part of, I call it the criminalization, or at least the introduction of the criminalization of Christianity, because I can't tell you how many times I have talked with Christians across America who know of families or individuals or kids who couldn't take their Bible to school. Matter of fact, this goes back 25 years.
Yes.
I remember I was in the city of Detroit working with a group of kids who could not bring their Bibles into school after school in order to have a Bible class. When it's clearly protected by the Constitution. But now, we're talking about 25 years ago, now it's widespread. So if they feel that they're under attack and the parents feel that they have to give in, we can only imagine what will happen when these kids go into college. They've already been introduced to the idea that it's bad to be a Christian, that you have to hide away, that you must be doing these things in secret because it will affect someone. Someone
good
will
point.
Be feel bad about it, so therefore you must actually stand down as opposed to being able to stand up.
Well, and you know, that's why I tell my listeners, and I'm sure you would agree with this, at least in part, that's why it's so important in your own communities, in your own counties, in your own cities, in your own little towns, who you elect for school board.
Right.
Who is on your school board? Who's picking out the curriculum? Who's making these decisions? I'm in a small community, and they battle that, too. In the little school that I grew up in, they won't let them bring in the Gideon Bibles anymore. But in this community where I live at this time, my son graduated, and he held a Bible study for kids when he was a senior and a junior, I do believe. And so he took his Bible to school, and he had a Bible study before school started. But they did allow that. And he did take some grief from that. He was on the football team. He took grief from the football coach for his beliefs. You know, we're going to be persecuted. And the Lord said, it's not you they hated, it's me. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I do want to talk about getting involved. And I want to talk about what you explained to me on the phone last week about Person of the Year. 877-895-5410 is the number to call to visit with Kevin or with Beth. To find out more about the American Christian Civil Rights Movement, just go to that, AmericanChristianCivilRightsMovement.com, or just give us a call right here and ask Kevin. 877-895-5410. And Kevin and Beth Ann will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app.
listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Kevin Fobbs. He is the chairman of the board for American Christian Civil Rights Movement, and you can visit that website by going to that. Just spell it all out, AmericanChristianCivilRightsMovement.com. And, Kevin, we have a caller. We have Chris from Massachusetts. Chris, how are you today?
Oh, well, thank you very much, Beth Ann, and I appreciate your show and you and Kevin. And, you know, I had an aha moment growing up, and I thought that the wisdom of my mother, I could impart briefly. She said that secular humanism in the schools, which we know is under social engineers and excludes creationism, it is a religion. So they are actually fanatic about it, and thought that was an aha moment. Secular humanism is a religion.
It is, absolutely. Kevin, you want to address that?
Well, yeah, I do. I think that one of the things that people tend to forget is that, and I would go back again to the creation of schools in America by Christians, especially by churches in 1849, 1848, and then moving forward, is that this secular humanism that's been practiced, it's being practiced because it's actually has originated alongside of our own Christian schools, and then, of course, public schools as a way to combat Christianity in the schools. And we saw that happen, actually, in an organized fashion back in the 1940s and the 1950s until the Supreme Court decision. So what they have attempted to do and actually have succeeded in doing is forming, quote, this religion of purpose to destroy, because it's a gathering of individuals who believe that Christianity doesn't have a place, but in effect what they've created, almost like atheists, is their own religion, the religion of non-religion. And yeah. And that's what's being practiced here in America and many schools across the nation, and being enforced by the school administrations also in these districts across America.
Yes, thank you both for bringing this out.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you, Chris, for standing the stand, for standing in the fight. That's what we've got to do, is stand together.
Amen.
You know, Kevin, I have noticed that there is a breakdown, a declining of the American family. And I believe that family, a strong family, healthy families, make a strong and healthy nation. We see that crumbling in the United States of America because we have compromised our beliefs. We don't hold value in the two-parent system, which God created, a mother and a father. We both have different roles to play, and we are a team and work together with those children. I raised five. I think I told you that. I raised five sons. That was a little challenging. And, still challenging. They're all grown, but it's still challenging.
Right.
But, you know, the structure of the family is not held in high value anymore. And we see that in the deterioration of the families, not just the black families, but the white families all across the board. They're not holding on to their values, or they've lost them. And, you know, the Christian church, the Christians should be helping these lost people, and we're not. We're kind of staying to ourselves in those safe little doors.
Well, you know, and what's unfortunate about that is that the destruction of the family unit in America actually has occurred in large part, too, with the entertainment industry, which has been focusing especially a lot the music, the storylines, and especially on television. It has helped to promote the destruction of families in America, and especially the mother and the father as the lead role, as the Bible says, in a family structure. Instead, what we see, broken families being emphasized and actually supported and embraced. And then, of course, the music industry has done a lot for that, too. And so if you look at that and combine that with what has happened with elected officials, too, that support that, and actually are supported by, and many times by the entertainment industry, especially at the national level, it is no small wonder that parents are losing a grip on their children as a family unit. And then you also have families, especially that, you know, when you see a mother or father going to defend their child in school in terms of their Christian faith, and that being attacked and assaulted and being minimalized, so that you and everybody knows about it in those small towns and small communities, so they feel sort of hesitant about being able to do that, and it's better to just let it go. And in that way, it's better to not get married now. In terms of, so we've seen the escalation of babies being born out of wedlock, because that's being embraced and that's being enhanced. We don't really need a father around. We don't even really need a mother around, because, quote, the state can take care of
you. The children belong to the community, isn't that what
exactly.
They said? You know, something that really bothers me is the demeaning of the father position as the head of the home. They demeaning, you know, the sitcoms and such, they show him as unintelligent, baffling buffoon that just sits on the sofa and doesn't do anything, doesn't know anything, doesn't participate. And I can guarantee you that wasn't the case at my house. And we were in it together. I mean, you had to have, you know, tag team work going on. And it wasn't something that one or the other could do. But they knew their father was going to, they were going to hear the wrath of their father if they misbehaved, and they did many times. But, you know, how they portray the fathers is not good. and it's demeaning, and it puts his value very low. And, you know, these women with the women's rights that want to claim, well, that, you know, they don't like that, that verse about submission. Well, they don't read on about where the man is supposed to love his wife so much he would die for her, that right. He would do anything for her. And, you know, when somebody loves you that much, it's not submitting. It's not a slavery. It's
right.
not slavery.
Right.
It's what you do when you care about each other. And, you know, it's the demeaning of the father bothers me a great deal. And I have noticed that, and I've noticed how they're esteeming the females, even in the cartoons. They're doing away with the male as the hero and making the female the hero.
Exactly. You know what's interesting, Beth, and all of this, is that I'm a historian, so I look back to this overreaching assault that actually began back in 1915. When there was a conference that was being held in Vienna, and then supported here in the United States by, I call them the anti-Bible anarchists, because that's exactly who they were and who they are now. And it began to come to, like, feed slowly within the educational system, and then, of course, picked up by society, and especially by the entertainment industry and even the media. So slowly you saw this marginalization of family, and then of the father. And actually now, as you said, making the father appear like a buffoon. Now, behind all this, I'm going to tell you, from myself, from my vantage point, it's Satan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you look at this in a biblical sense, you have family structure set in the Bible, and you have Satan, who's against the Bible, obviously, against God and Christ. And so he finds these willful instruments, and over time, because, you know, 100 years is just an instant to him. But in America, we think that this is something that's happening right now. It's been happening for quite a long time. And in that same time period, we saw the fathers leave the home, thrown out of the home, kept from being part of the family structure by the entertainment industry, by the media, by magazines and articles and newspapers. So we, as American Christians, we have to take the same tact. We have to be able to write those articles, be as you're doing, Beth, with your radio show and other communication vehicles, and actually re-energize two-parent households, re-energize traditional marriage, reintroduce the father in the home. And those are the kind, we must take the same tack. We must get into the arena, into the American arena. That is our obligation if we are going to restore traditional families in America.
And we can't do it by pointing fingers and exhibiting the same hate that we're complaining that's been exhibiting toward us. You know, I'm seeing an awful lot of that on Facebook right now with this election, with this presidential campaign. I mean, it is bad. People that call themselves Christians, and I don't doubt their Christianity, but they're angry at other Christians if they didn't pick the candidate that they think is the one God has sent, you know. And I'm thinking, we don't all have that same, we just can make the best decisions with the knowledge that we have. That's all we can do, and just pray and pray and pray that it's the right one. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and Kevin and Beth Ann will be right back.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
donate.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we're in the final segment of today's show, Kevin. This is the fastest hour of the day. I don't know if you realize that or not, but between 10 and 11, it's the fastest hour of the day. It just absolutely flies by. Now, we've talked about so many different things, and I want to have you back on in the near future. But sure. I want to talk about something that you and I visited about last week on the phone. We are facing a horrible genocide in our own nation with abortion.
Right.
And I had this revelation about a year ago, and I don't believe it came from me, but those who don't really value life really don't value liberty, and vice versa. People who don't put any kind of a value on liberty, they put no value on life. And I kind of see that with this progressive movement. You know, here I am labeling, going with the labels that we talked about trying to get rid of. But this movement for rights to not be responsible for your actions or what comes as a result of things, pregnancy being one of them. We've seen what Planned Parenthood is doing. We've suspected it for a long time, and now we know it. We know what they're doing. It is horrible. And this is a genocide. How many heroes, how many cures, how many great artists have we tossed away through abortion? And be that as it may, how many just loving children have we, you know, my children are not geniuses, but I love them all the more. They are each one individual in their own way, and they all have such strengths that the Lord has given them. And I can see that in them, and they're each unique and individual, and I wouldn't trade them for the world, and I wouldn't when they were little, although there were certain days I would have given them away for a little. But life and liberty is right. Very important. And, you know, liberty only comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from a document. It doesn't come from those founding fathers. They even said it came. That equality comes from God. Well, apparently those babies are not equal enough. They have no say in their lives. They're the only ones that have no rights.
Exactly.
And I wanted you to talk about that a little bit and something that you have planned, and I wanted my listeners to hear it.
Well, yes, you're exactly right, Beth, that these young unborn babies have no rights, and that's why this year, with actually January 1st, I was working on another project, and I just felt the presence of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, talking about the unborn person, and the unborn person as being the person of the year. So we launched it actually that day, the unborn person of the year, because this is a national and an international campaign to give these unborn babies the opportunity that Time magazine cover never will afford them. So what we, because we really firmly believe that this is the opportunity for them to be named person of the year, and that every person, every household in America. And now we're seeing it spread not just here in America, but in England and in Italy and in Ireland and some of the other countries that have asked if we could run a campaign there as well, because this gives the opportunity for the unborn child to be taken as a person. Because many people across America, millions of people across America, really never even give the unborn child a thought, not even a thought. So this is very simple. We have launched it on our page. You can go to our page and click on it. You can go to our YouTube page, actually, through our American Christian Civil Rights Movement page and view. We have two videos up there right now, and they're very wonderful videos to help you to understand in a very warm and embracing, not attacking way, but an embracing way of why it's so crucial and important that we just take that 1 minute, 30 seconds to click and vote for the unborn person of the year as the most important part of who we are, the very fabric of who we are as Christians and as believers.
We're destroying our future, as well as 100%. Going against what God teaches us, that life has value.
Exactly.
We're destroying our future. We're taking these children and just throwing them away because it's inconvenient and it's not the right time.
Right.
You know, whose timing is it?
Exactly.
You know, it's and I'd laugh a little bit when I say that, because how arrogant of us as the human race to think that we have the perfect timing and that we need to be, obviously we don't, or we wouldn't get in that position where we have to destroy a life. And the lie of Planned Parenthood is that it's contraceptive. It's not a contraception. It's already been conceived. And it's not health care. An abortion is not health care. Abortion is ending a life. It is a medical procedure. It is not health care. And it is not a contraceptive. And, you know, those are the lies that they're teaching. And they're taking advantage of these women. I'm going to stand up for these women that have got, they're in a bad position for some reason or another. They're in a desperate situation in their lives. They've reached some point where they are so desperate they don't know what to do. And they go to some place like Planned Parenthood, and they take advantage of them.
Exactly.
They don't tell them the complete truth. They say, oh, we'll take care of this for you. And, of course, now we know they're selling the baby parts. And it's just something that is just an abomination to the Lord and an abomination to this country.
Right, Beth.
And I'm sorry, I got on my little soapbox there. But I do want to encourage people to go. I can see it right here, the person of the year. Just go to the website, which is AmericanChristianCivilRightsMovement.com, and vote for person of the year as the unborn person of the year. Because they don't have that opportunity to be great because we've stolen that away from them. You know, I told you I've got a campaign called the Red Ribbon Campaign. I picked red because it's the life, the blood that has been taken from these babies, and I've given it the coin of cries from the womb. These children are crying from the womb for us to pay attention to what's happening. We have about 30 or 40 seconds here. I want you to kind of finish it off, and let's invite people to come to that website, Kevin.
Right. You can go to American Christian Civil Rights Movement. You can actually download our resolutions of support, create your own, and share it on social media, share it with your organizations, with your elected officials, ask them to support the resolution of support for the unborn child as person of the year. And I want to say real quickly what is in my heart in terms of Isaiah 6:8, because Isaiah 6:8 is very important in terms of being called. And it says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me.
Exactly.
So here we are. Here we are.
Send us. Let us do this. Thank you, Kevin, so much for being a part of CSC Talk Radio today. I close the show each day trying to pull everyone together. What a wonderful way to do that with Isaiah 6:8. Send me. Bring America together. Let Americans stand. Bring America home for all these unborn, for all the Christians. Let's come home working it together, hand in hand. We will bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and
senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.